Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is the Watchman Apostle Stephen M. McCann. This is Deliverance by Faith Radio Service, and we are awesomely blessed, awesomely glad to be with you another week to hear the words of the Lord. God bless you, Lady A. How are you tonight?
God bless you, too, Apostle, and our listening audience on tonight. Doing good, having a great week. Getting ready to travel, but thanking God for just another day and how He's kept us all day long and all week long, all of us. So I just thank and praise God. Looking forward to a great time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God.
Yeah, for the past few weeks, those of you that have not been being in tune with us, we have been talking about, we started talking about the book of Revelation. And the Holy Ghost quickened us and said, well, you have to go back and see what Jesus said about the end time. So we did that. We went through the Gospels to see what Jesus had the end time. Then he said, well, you have to go back and see what Paul said. We've done that. Now we're in the middle of what does the Bible say about the end time. And then we're going to return back to the biblical revelation. Purpose is, reason being, because so much of the end time is being manifested in our eyes. We are seeing the end time come to life, come to fruition, come to be manifestation in our lifetime. So it's not our grandparents who are going to tell us. We see it for ourselves. We're going to see the Word of God being manifested through our own eyes, and I pray that you do see. I pray that you do see the Word of God for what it is. I was talking to someone else. I said the Word of God is mean what it say, and it seen what it means what it says, and it says what it means. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what the Word of God is saying, because He is talking, and he that have an ear, let him hear. Watch this. Because of what God is saying. Read the newspaper. Turn the news on. Turn CNN in, NBC, Fox. So whatever news broadcaster you like, turn them on, open your Bible, and you can see the scriptures being manifested.
Amen.
So with that in mind, we continue. We will continue 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3. Get your paper, get your pen, get your Bible, follow along, read along. You're welcome to call in. You're welcome to talk about the lesson if you so desire. We're only taking calls that are talking about the lesson that we're talking about tonight. Call in number 773-897-6164. 773-897-6164. Again, 1 Thessalonians. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, Lady A. And we are using the ESV version of translation.
Amen.
Really.
While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
Wait a minute. Now, you know, There are wars going on. Even though, and this altercation with South Korea, oh, you ain't got to worry about them. They can't get to us. Don't you trust that? Don't you trust that? Because the Bible just told us, you think, oh, South Korea, China, they can't touch Russia, all these nations can't touch us. Don't you trust that? Don't you trust that? Because they can. And they are building and doing things. They are building and doing things that will allow them to do it. Now, to keep sanity in the United States, they'll tell you they can't touch you. So that you won't be around worrying about it. And we won't have a major concern on our hands, just tell the people they can't touch it. But you believe it. They can. Second of all, we have a God that sits high and sits low. Sits high and he sees low.
Yeah.
And for some of the stuff that America is doing and has done and with all this sin that is going on, God might allow some of this stuff to hit us, to touch us. Wait. In the book of Jeremiah, he said, I allow all these crazy things to happen to you. Paraphrase it. I allow this stuff to happen. And you still didn't come to me. War. Okay, wait a minute. We got hurricane upon hurricane. You're still not turning to God. You got fire. California. Almost the whole state of California is on fire. America still haven't turned to God. We got this young man in the White House. Everything wrong. America still hasn't turned to God. So don't you be surprised about what happens here. Because here it is, and watch this. I can't tell you how the pain, I don't know where to say pain comes with birth, but you women, you know.
Amen.
You be walking around fine. And the next minute, bam, you got pain like you never experienced before.
Yeah.
This is what God is saying. This is what the Bible is saying. You walking around living, doing, acting, talking, making plans, and then bam.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Stuff gonna start happening.
Apostle, can I read this verse in the King James Version?
Please.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Sudden destruction. Sudden. Just like sudden pains. Just like sudden pains. Get you. And you ladies know when that pain hit, it's there for real. It's in your imagination. You don't think you're pregnant. You ain't halfway pregnant. This is real. That's why you jump up. And whoa, here we go. That's why you pack a bag. You have a bag pack. Because why? When that pain started hitting like that, we close. We so close.
Yeah.
Now, you heard of women in the car, in the cab, on their way to the hospital to have this baby. Let me tell you something. That wasn't the first time she had felt that pain. When you get to that point, it's not the first time. But it has happened over and over. And you come to your husband, you say, brother, This is it. And this is what we're coming to. This is what the Bible is just telling us. We're coming to the day that you're going to say, this is it. Let's go. Have your bag. Watch this. I said the bag was packed. You ready to go. Why? Because it's time for the baby to come. Have your bag packed. Why? It's time for Jesus to come.
Amen.
Scroll out. Maybe do you see that Deuteronomy 22? Paul. Let's go there.
Yeah. Okay. Deuteronomy 22. Huh? Deuteronomy chapter 22. Verse 5, a woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord God, to the Lord your God.
I'm sorry, Blog Talk got my attention here for a minute. Okay. I'm going to leave it like it is. Forgive us. We can talk about this for a couple of minutes, and then we're gonna let it go. Our time is messed up on the. Read the scripture again.
It says, hold on a minute, I'm going to read it. I read it in the ESV, but let me read it in the, King James. Deuteronomy chapter 25. Okay, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God.
A woman how frequent do we see that? On the man's side, they call it cross dressing. When a man goes out and buys from a woman's store, women's clothes, and wear, like it's here. When a woman go out and buy a man's clothes, go to a man's store and buy clothes made for a man, in the eyes of God, that's an abomination.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, don't do it. But how often do we see it? It is now part of society.
All right.
It's nothing to see a woman walking down the street looking like a man. Especially.
I almost had to do a double take.
These people that say they're a man, but they're a woman in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
That say they're a man, but they're a woman in a man's body. Or to say they're a woman in a man's body. No. You got these people who go and have these operations to try to change their identity. Here it is. This is it. The Bible is telling you don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't you change your identity by what you put on. Don't you, woman, walk down the street with men's clothes trying to fool people to believe that you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Having transplants. Growing beard. Put on men's clothes. Identify yourself as Charles when your name is Charlene. You did that. Guess what? I don't care what change you make. When you step out of this body and stand before God, you're going to appear before God the way He made you, not the way you made yourself. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it, you lesbian, you church folk that are going in the way of lesbianism and homosexuality. Come out. Here's the Bible. Yes, God loves you, but God hates sin. He don't love your sin. He do not love your sin.
No, He does not.
Oh, yeah, God loves you. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to show you how much God loves you. God will love you all the way to hell. You go to hell, He's still going to love you. That's why He gave us this book, to teach us and to tell us what He wants and what He don't want. What He loves and what He don't love. What He likes and what He hates.
Yeah.
Anything in sin, God hates it. While I'm there, let me say this. For you supposedly Christians, you can watch this. You can speak in tongues, you can do whatever you do. But Jesus said, if you disobey one thing, you disobeyed the whole book. He also told you that you're going to be, watch this, you're going to be judged by the words in this book. Okay? If he say don't do this, and you decide I'm going to do it anyway, you just disobeyed the whole book. Watch this. And you're going to hell for disobedience of the word of God. We are to obey the whole book. Do what the book says. You don't have, you can't pull and pull out parts of the book that you don't want to do. Well, I ain't going to do that. Well, I ain't going to do that. But yet, I'm going to speak in tongues. I'm going to do what I do. But I'm going to walk into something. Uh-oh. Think on that. God bless you. This is the Watchman. Apostle Stephen Amaka. I apologize for the mess of the broadcast this week. Technical issues here. See you next week. God bless you. Be blessed.